text a friend, text a family member. We here live. The kingdom voice is here for you live. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on in, everybody. Within me, bless his holy name. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters all over the world, and welcome to the Kingdom Voice Live, coming to you from Englewood, New Jersey. I am your host by his grace, Bishop Warren, and I thank the Lord for you and for you. Amen. Thank you for coming on in. Amen. Text a friend, call a friend, and tell them that the Kingdom Voice is coming to you live. We may have a little problems with YouTube right now, but that's going to be fixed a little later. So if you can hear me, you can hear me. I know we're on Facebook, I believe. Amen. We're on Facebook. Amen. We're on Facebook. You may want to switch over. Amen. So we're going to be on just a little while for you today because I got somewhere I need to go. So I'm going to hit you real quick and maybe give you the rest later on, maybe next week by his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to definitely give honor and thank God for my brother Jason Parker out in Houston, Texas. We always want to recognize him. Amen. Truly, the Lord has blessed him. He was in a coma last year. Amen. God brought him out, and the restoration process is being manifested, and God is getting the glory out of his life. And so we pause to give God praise. Every time we hear that name, Jason Parker, we got to stop and praise and know that our God is still in the miracle working business. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming to you today out of Philippians chapter 2, amen, verses 12 and 13. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Amen. Let us pray, amen, because anything started without prayer is illegal. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank and praise you for this privilege to call on your name. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this sanctified blood purchase privilege to call on your name and have my voice go all the way across the nations to reach your people. Oh, God, we pray for an anointing without measure to be released in Jesus' name, that your people may be blessed. And most of all, oh, God, that you alone may get the glory out of this. We give you praise, the glory and honor is already yours. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen. Say amen where you are. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, amen, verses 12 and 13. I'm going to be reading the King James Version for your hearing. Amen. This is a familiar scripture, but, amen, I believe we just haven't really got the real true understanding of it through the years. Amen. By his grace and under the anointing, I pray that God will allow me to bring some clarity where there's cloudiness. Hallelujah. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. I'm reading the King James Version for your hearing. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Hallelujah. Amen. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to talk a little while today about working out our salvation. Amen. We're just so blessed by this word of God. Amen. We understand that Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church in Philippi. Hallelujah. But it's a letter to the churches today. Amen. And he's telling them, amen, the context is telling them that we have to live in relational harmony. Hallelujah. That Paul is urging us to live in relational harmony. Now, we can't work for salvation, but we can work in our salvation. Hallelujah. We can't, because salvation is a gift from God. Because the Bible says, "For by grace are we saved." That's God's part. "Through faith, and it's not of ourselves. It is a gift from God, lest by works, lest any man should boast." So we know we're saved by grace. We're not saved by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. So we're saved by grace, which is God's unmerited favor. Grace is God's love in action. Grace is God doing for us what we could never do for ourselves. Grace has a face, and his name is Jesus. So we are saved by grace, and we're saved through faith. And faith is the hand that receives the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. And we need to define salvation, because over the years it's been watered down. But salvation is a radical word. It's a radical word. It means to save, amen, from a sure death, amen, to be saved, amen. If you're in the water drowning, amen, you don't need nobody to make you feel better. You need to be saved, hallelujah. And if you don't get saved, you're going to die. And that's what salvation is talking about. It's to rescue somebody from sure death. And I just believe we watered down the term salvation so much that it's lost some of its power, amen, that the world doesn't know what salvation is, because the people don't know that they're dying. But we as believers, amen, we know what salvation is, because we've been rescued. Hallelujah. And the problem with the church today is that we're living so close, amen, to a lost life, that the people that are lost can't recognize the people that are saved. Amen. To save, amen, means that we've been rescued by God. Hallelujah. From a sure death, means eternal death, death in the lake of fire. We've been rescued by God, because for by grace we've been saved, but it's through faith. It's not of ourselves. Amen. It's a gift from God. And hallelujah. So we've been saved from a sure death. Amen. We don't celebrate salvation enough, because maybe we really don't understand. It's a radical word. Hallelujah. That means we've been saved from sure death. Amen. But it's our responsibility to live the kind of life, amen, that would cause the lost, amen, to want to have what we have. Jesus said, "I came to seek and to save," watch this, "that which was lost." And so we have the ministry of Jesus. We have the spirit of Jesus. Now we need to move in the actions that Jesus moved in. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He was looking for people who were lost. He was looking for to rescue people who were drowning, who was headed towards sure death. He said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." So his purpose is now our purpose. Hallelujah. Like I said, we don't work for salvation, but we work in salvation. Paul is saying here, wherefore, anytime we see that word, wherefore, leading off the verse, wherefore, amen, is a swinging door terminology. It swings back, amen, to what's been said already. At the same time, it swings forward to what's being said. So wherefore is swinging back, amen, to what's been said already. Amen, the context of the scripture that we're talking about, it begins on the first chapter in Philippians, chapter 6, amen. So we know that the first chapter, verse number 6 in Philippians said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so now he's letting us know, hallelujah, that we must work out, amen, the principal implications of our salvation, because God himself is working it out in our midst. Amen. So this scripture is indicating a conclusion to what proceeds. It starts from first chapter, verse 27, all the way to second chapter, verse 18 in Philippians. And Paul is appealing to the church based on the example of humility seen in Jesus Christ to work out the practical implications of their salvation in relationship. Watch this. In relationship with one another. Amen. Because God himself is at work, amen, in the midst of the church. So he says, wherefore, my brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, we need to be clear. He's not talking about work for your salvation, because salvation is that you don't work for it. You don't work for it. You work in it. And so we have to find a biblical balance. Watch this. With God's sovereignty, amen, and our human responsibility. Let me say that again. We have to find a biblical balance, hallelujah, of God's sovereignty, amen, and our human responsibility. Because some of us just believe that God does everything. He's just going to do everything for us. We don't have to do anything else. Now we say that we don't have to do anything. No. Amen. On the other hand, there's people saying that we got to work, amen, to prove that, you know, that we belong to God. That, you know, we got to find a balance between God's sovereignty and our human responsibility. And so what Paul is teaching us when he says the workout, he said, wherefore, my beloved. See, he's talking to people who are already saved. This letter is to people who already have salvation. He calls them my beloved. He said, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He said, I'm not going to be with you always. When I'm with you, amen, you're on your best behavior. I know y'all doing the right thing. He said, not just when you see me, but when you don't see me. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. So he's talking about now, amen, coming into harmony with one another. Amen. This is what's going to be the turning point for people who are not saved to want to be saved. When they see the church loving one another, when they see the church, amen, walking in forgiveness, when they see the church, amen, not being separated from one another, that they're a family that's unified, a family that loves one another. This is what we got to work out. We got to work out, amen, we got to work out our relationships with one another. This is the practical implication of salvation. We're saved, hallelujah, by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. But the salvation that Paul is talking about, amen, is between one another. We got to work this out. We don't work for salvation, but we work in salvation. So, and while we're working in salvation, we're working on relationships to bring in a harmony between one another, amen, because Christians have been confused for years between God's sovereignty and human responsibility, amen. But God initiates, sustains, and brings the whole plan to completion. God is absolutely sovereign, and yet we are responsible. Hallelujah. We are responsible, amen, for our relationships with one another, amen, that we are to work in harmony. So he says, you got to work that out. You got to work that out. You're saved, amen. You've been saved. That's not of yourself. It's a gift from God. It's by grace that we were saved, but it's through faith, amen. And faith is our hand that receives the gift called salvation. And since we are saved, now work on your relationships so we can have harmony with one another, so the world may know that we are disciples because we love one another. We got to work on, hallelujah, judging our own sins. We got to work on forgiving one another. We got to work on being patient with one another. We got to work on being loving with one another, because the body of Christ has to be unified. So Paul is talking about the unity that's needed in the church. He said, but you got to work that out. Yeah, we already saved, amen. we can't work for salvation, but our responsibility is to work in salvation. Hallelujah. He's appealing to the church, amen, based on the example of humility seen in Jesus Christ, to work out the practical implications of their salvation in relationship with one another. So he's talking about working out, amen, working out the practical implications of our salvation, amen, and our relationships with one another. Hallelujah. So once we understand, he's not talking about us working for our salvation, because a letter is written to people who are saved. But what we need to understand, that since we are saved, we need to work on, amen, a relationship, a good relationship with fellow believers. Hallelujah. Amen. That the world may see and provoke the world to jealousy, so that the unsaved can see the saved and want what we have. They should want this gift when they see us loving one another. When they see, hallelujah, they know we got issues. They say, but in spite of the issues, they are different. Amen. Because all of us got issues. But the world needs to see, you know what? They are different. They're really not like us. And we should provoke them to jealousy with our lifestyle, because we love one another. Whether you're a believer, hallelujah, in Australia or Africa and Haiti or the United States, whether you speak a different language, you dress a different way, you have a different culture. If you are a believer, if you have received a gift called grace, if you have received the gift of salvation, amen, and you received it by faith, amen, we are connected, because God has connected us whether we know each other or not. And so we're supposed to show the world that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ, because we love one another. We have a common interest, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we love one another because we love him, hallelujah. And so God is saying that we work on our relationships. We call it practical implications, amen, practical implications of our salvation, amen, that has to be evident in our relationship with one another. The practical implications of being born again has to be manifested in our relationship with one another. He's talking about relational harmony. This is where we are. I mean, this is where I got convicted when I was studying. He's talking about relational harmony. Yeah, we saved. Yeah, we on our way to heaven, but we need to present to the world what it is to be born again. We need to show people what the love of Jesus is all about. We need to show the people what forgiveness, amen, and walking in true humility is all about. This is what we do. We got to work this out. Amen. But we need to say, while we're trying to work it out, he said, it is God that's working in you. Hallelujah. We don't have to struggle with this. It's in the surrender. Maybe you're praying, but you're not surrendering. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do, which is work of his good pleasure. It is God that's going to work in you. But we got to have a desire. Amen. We got to find a balance, like I said, between God's sovereignty, amen, and our human responsibility. Oh, bless his name. And once we understand that we're in partnership with God, anytime we come into faith, anytime we believe in God, that means we come in partnership with God. God has his part. He said, for by grace are you saved. That's God's part. That's God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. But we have to receive it, amen, with the gift of with faith, which is the hand that receives the gift. And so God saved us, amen, but we receive his salvation, amen, with the hand of faith. That's partnership. So whatever we're doing in the kingdom, amen, we're doing it in partnership with God. God will never leave us to ourselves if we seek to do his will, if we seek to be a blessing to one another. So it's the church that has to come together. It's the church, amen, that has to manifest relational harmony so the world may know that we are his disciples. So Paul says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed me, amen, not in my presence only, but also, hallelujah, in my absence. He's a much more in my absence. He says, I know you're living right when I'm here. I know you're loving one another when I visit your church. He said, but I want you to do it even the more when I'm not around, when you don't see me. Because one thing Paul is saying, you may not see me, but God sees you. Hallelujah. And how can we all be praising God and yet not loving one another? How can we praise the same God and we don't want to be bothered with certain people? We're talking about relational harmony. We got to work this thing out. We got to work it out. Come on, but the pressure is not on you, is just a desire. The pressure's on God, because it is God that worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. Amen. So our desire, amen, is to love one another, and God will empower us as part of our partnership in faith. As far as our partnership is concerned, it is God that's working in us. It is God that's working in us. Hallelujah. Both to will and to do. That's the work for of his good pleasure. And so he says, work out your salvation. Let's say that again. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's what reverence to God. He says, work it out. Work on relational harmony. Work on relational harmony. Because now that we are saved, we need to let the unjust know how the just lives. We need to let the lost know how the saved live. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. So he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. His mission has now become our mission. How can we seek and save that which was lost? Once we fight the good fight of faith, amen, and begin to focus on coming into relational harmony with other believers, then we will manifest a united front, and Christ will be glorified, and the world will see, amen, that Christianity is really the best way to go. It's amen, because when somebody is drowning, they don't need to feel better. They need to be saved. Hallelujah. When they're in a hopeless situation, they don't need to be a pat on the back. They need to be saved. And we have the gift, as we know, being born again. We know that Jesus died for all of our sins. He rose from the grave on the third day according to the scriptures, but he died on the cross for the sins of the world, not just for the sins of believers, but for the sins of the world. And once we believe that and receive that, now we have to manifest a united front, amen. We have to manifest relational harmony so the world can see that we've been born again, so the world can see, hallelujah, that we are believers, amen, that there's a major difference between the saved and the lost, amen. The problem with our church today, amen, that the saved are living so close to a lost life, amen, that the lost can't see no difference between them and the saved. We have to work out our salvation, amen, work on our relational harmony. We have to work to be unified in the faith. No matter who we're dealing with, no matter who they are, especially in our local churches, we need to work at this. We need to work on relational harmony, because this is what gives God the glory. This is what causes the lost to say, you know, I want some of that. They are really different. We're not like them. We got to live the kind of life, hallelujah, where we judge our own sins. We got to live the kind of life that we walk humbly before the Lord. We have to live the kind of life that we walk in forgiveness. We have to live the kind of life that we walk in understanding, that we move in the patience of God, that we manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, we need to manifest joy and long suffering. Amen. Be patient with one another. We need to manifest meekness. We need to manifest, that means strength. We need to manifest the character of God, because this is what the world don't have, but this is what they're not seeing, because we're not working on our salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, bless his name. He said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, Paul is speaking, but now much more in my absence. The whole thing, amen, to this letter to the church of Philippi, I need y'all to come together. I need y'all to be unified. Yes, you're saved. Yes, you've been a blessing to me, but now I need you to be a blessing to one another and serve one another and love one another, so that the people that don't know Christ can know Christ by your lifestyle, can know Christ because of the way the church has presented itself. The church is it's a place of love. We are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. There's a certain, amen, certain attitudes that we embrace. There's certain behaviors that we embrace. There's certain ways we treat one another that we should embrace. It's the mind of Christ. It's the hands of Christ. It's the work of Christ that the church needs to embrace, so that people who are lost can see, I need to be born again. Hallelujah. I need Christ in my life. I need to be like the Christians, because even though they have some issues, but they are different. Hallelujah. Because all of us have issues, but we need to be different. Hallelujah. John the Baptist, the word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So what he's saying? He said, be different, for I am different. Hallelujah. The greatest part about being a born-again believer is that we are different. We should be different. Our lifestyle is different. Our conversation is different. How we treat one another is different. So when he says, be ye holy, for I am holy, he says, be different. Be separate. Amen. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We should be separated. Amen. To be more like him. Separated from the world actions, the world habits, the world's likes, the world's dislikes. We should be separated. We should live a separate and different lifestyle, so be recognizable to those who are lost. They're saying, I want to be saved because I see the way the church is. I see the church moving in spiritual harmony. I see the church moving in relational harmony. I admire the way the believers love one another. I admire the way the Christians treat one another. I admire the way, hallelujah, the Christians serve one another. And so this is going to be the turning point when the church begins to come unified. And this is Paul's trying to do. He's trying to unify the believers to see. You got to work out your own salvation. I know you've been doing good when I've been there, but I need you to turn it up when I'm not around, when you don't see me. This is a lifestyle that you don't do to try to impress me. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. You had to be that much more committed to serving, that much more committed to being humble, that much more committed, hallelujah, to loving one another, especially when you don't see me. People see you. The world sees you. The unsaved see you. The lost see you. Hallelujah. We have to live the kind of life that the unsaved say, you know what? I want to be like that. I want to live like that. The world will know we are the disciples of Jesus Christ when we love one another. Oh, bless his name. So God is saying, be different because I am different. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we're looking at today is that and God is the one that's going to do the work. And while we're working on relational harmony, hallelujah, and when we're working on, amen, relationships with one another, because God himself is going to be at work in our midst, in the midst of the church. He's going to be at work in the midst of our church. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to lay aside personal rights and humbly serve one another, putting others ahead of ourselves. That means to esteem others greater than yourselves. Amen. It's the Christian responsibility to esteem other people over yourselves and not bring attention to yourself, but brag about your brother's life or brag about your sister's life and giving God the glory. Esteem others over yourselves. Amen. That's how we walk humbly before the Lord. That's how we paint this picture of what a true believer is all about. Amen. There's a saved and there's a lost. But as a Christians, we can't live so close to a lost lifestyle that the lost don't see no difference in us. There has to be a difference. They have to be able to see a difference between us and them. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is the one that's going to work this thing out. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring it on in now. I told you I'd be a little short today. I have somewhere to go. We thank God for all of you. Amen. I believe the YouTube is going to be up later on if you didn't see it. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. But we thank God for this privilege. Amen. We're praying for those who don't know the Lord. We're praying for the lost. Hallelujah. We're praying for those who are suffering with the spirit of cancer. We bind up that spirit in Jesus' name. We bind up spirits, amen, domestic violence in Jesus' name. We pray to God that you just set your people free. We pray for people that are lost, people who are mentally challenged, oh God, people who are hurting one another because of the spirit. We bind up the spirit of mental illness in Jesus' name. We speak healing over the church, over every pastor, every pulpit, every ministry. We pray for the unification of God's people. And God, we give you praise and we thank you for this privilege to call upon your holy name because you alone are worthy to be praised. We thank and praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for all of you. You know how we started off. We started off by saying, my. Hallelujah. You know how we shut it down. We shut it down and say, bam, 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 bam. Blessings and miracles multiply be unto you in Jesus' name. See you next week. God say so. Hallelujah. It will be a little longer. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name.
My heart.